I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
You're listening to Petty Little Things with your hosts, Victoria Secret and Davina Devine.
Hey, petty bitches. How are you? Hi, everybody. We are back. We are live, large, and in charge. back on the radio.
We're back. We're both back, fresh from seeing overseas. We've been all around the world.
Well, I wouldn't say fresh. We're back, but just fresh is maybe not the right term. I'm still just coming down to earth. I feel like I've been on this like whirlwind tour of chicken in a basket tour of Northern Wales. That's what I feel like I've
been on. Right, well, let's start with that. You went to Malta. It was Malta Pride. I didn't even know Malta had like a big like gay scene. Does it?
I'm not even going to lie to you, okay? I didn't even know where Malta was on the map. I'm not even going to lie.
I don't either. Where is it? Let's start with Davina's geography lesson. Okay. Where is it on the map?
So, you know the boot of Italy?
Yeah.
So it's like where Sicily is. Sicily is like the kind of biggish island,
yeah.
In the Mediterranean. So it's right under that, and it's tiny. So if you're on Google Maps, you have to kind of really zoom in to see it. So it's really small, but it's actually beautiful, I have to say. And I would definitely go back. It was a total flying trip. It was very quick. I would have liked another couple of days for sure, and especially because we had to get a connecting flight. So uh-huh. it wasn't just a direct flight, which that would have made things way easier. Mm-hmm. But, it was fine. Like flying and stuff like that was actually grand, but it felt like a long way to go, for just a couple of days, but
yeah,
it was great all the same.
I love how you described it using fashion straight away. You were like, you know, the boot of Italy. Now, are we talking a Penny's boo here? Are we talking a Gucci boo? Are we talking straight off AliExpress?
Talking like the emoji boot from the iPhones. You know, one of those boots with a little chunky, clunky heel.
Yeah, that's a fuck me pump. If I've ever seen a fuck me pump, it's that emoji.
Not the brown boot. Not the brown boot. It's not definitely not a fuck me boot. It's like, oh my God, be a fuck it out boot. It's actually, it's like disgusting. It's like a brown boot with laces. It's a lesbian boot. Let's be for real. Oh. It's a lesbian boot, or it's definitely a boot you'd wear to Electric Picnic. One or the other.
Well, speaking of lesbians, was there many like gay people at this pride, or what's the vibe of it?
Do you know, it was so funny. So when we landed, we got there on Friday, and first off, we got off the plane, and I kid you not, the actual heat that hit us when we stepped off that plane was literally like a dead heat. Like I've never experienced before. And we've been to like Fire Island, we've been to lots of hot places, but this was like a different kind of heat. There was just no air. I kept singing, how am I supposed to breathe in no air? So we started this game over the holiday, because it was like myself, there was Mizza, Pixie Woo, Sophia, Stephen Dowland, and the Chantelli Parezzi. So we were all together, and we just kept saying, right, so let's say we have to just keep saying lyrics of songs, but in relation to the situation that is going on. So... you had to say in a really dead tone, so like people thought you were actually having a conversation. So certain people were better at this game than others.
Oh, poor Sophia. Don't do her dirty like
no,
that.
No, she actually was okay. She was actually okay. Sophia's good with the old music. And let's face it, she's a lot of songs under her belt. So she was actually okay. There was other people that weren't so great that actually didn't even just take part at all. And yeah, so that was quite fun. But it was a very dead heat. And then looking around, like we had to go do the sound check on the Friday. And I was like, it's very quiet around. It was very quiet. I was looking around, I was thinking, and there was like, so we walked over to do our sound check and there was like drag queens performing on the stage, like in full drag. And I had asked these queens that hadn't been mailing me, they were saying, oh, we're so happy to meet, we're so excited to meet you, blah, blah, before we get over there. And I said, is there anything to do? Like any shows to see while we're there? Because I would like to see a little bit of drag. Mm-hmm. And they were like, no, there's nothing really going on. And when we walked over, there was a full blown show happening on the stage. So I was like, what is this? And I said, who are these people? Mm-hmm. I was like, and they were like, oh, they're the Saturday, they do Saturday shows or something.
And what, so they're scum like, so they don't deserve a mention like?
Yeah, well, that's what I was kind of, it was just very confusing. But then I realized, so there was this like larger queen, let's just say, mm-hmm. called Crushed Velvet was her name.
Oh, what a great name though. Love the name.
Great name.
Now wait to see, all the listeners are going to be going onto Instagram right now and be like, Crushed Velvet, trying to find her. And instead they'll be coming up with like every single person who thinks that they're Mrs. Hinch with a grey sofa. Do you know what I mean?
Literally. So she was on giving it socks. She was performing. And then there was a drag king on doing a bit of Grease Lightning. And there was nobody really kind of around. Like it was maybe 30 people kind of watching from a distance. You know, it was in the main square. And then I realized that they were actually doing a run through. They were actually doing a dress rehearsal for their show on the Saturday night that we were doing.
With makeup.
So I was like, with makeup and full wigs, everything. And we just rocked up there like in our tracksuits ready to go. We were like, and we weren't even there to rehearse. We were like, we're not running through this whole show. Our whole show was like an hour. I was like, yeah, we're not going through this whole show. And they were like wanting you to perform out of drag on this stage, open air. Like,
did the organizers want that? The organizers were here.
Yeah. So I said, listen, and I could see the, like, Pixie Woo in particular was like, no, I'm not performing on that stage. No. She's like, no. And I said, listen, we just have to go on stage, make sure the sound is okay. And I was taking no prisoners at this stage. I was like, I was Mammy on the holiday.
Okay.
So I was like, I was Kris Jenner on the holiday. I was like, okay, Kim and Chloe, sit down. It'll be okay. So I got up on stage and I was like, yeah, that song is fine. Next song, just like make sure that all the tracks were in order. Uh-huh. But they were expecting us to do a full boy drag review. Like it was actually fucking hilarious. No.
No. Okay. I mean, no wonder the girls had a face on. Now, speaking of a face on, I did see the videos live from the parade. I have a couple of questions. I'm going to start with the facts. At one point, I was in America looking at you all melting and thinking, I felt like going, Andrea, are you okay? Shall I call an ambulance, Andrea? Do you need an ambulance? What was it?
Okay, so full disclosure, we went out and we had a few drinks on the Friday night and we went a little buck wild with the backup dancers in the jacuzzi. It went a little bit wild.
I'm familiar.
We had a B-A-L-L Z. We had a balls and we stayed up all night. We were shimmying and shaking till all hours. And then we were like, we called it a day about maybe 6:30. We're like, right, we got to go to bed.
I mean, I don't think that's a day. I think that's more a day and a half. So let's be real.
No, that's a day.
I called it a day and a half at 6 a.m.
Yeah, that's a day. That's a half day, girl. Mm-hmm. Like if you're going to bed at 6:30, that's a half day. Like if you're up till 9, that's a full day. That's a full shift. So so we all went back to bed and of course everyone's sharing a room. It's really hot. Like everyone's roasted alive. So then like no one's really sleeping that well. No one's having like any kind of quality sleep. And then we all wake up. Everyone is fucking exhausted. No, I mean exhausted. But the good thing about Malta Pride is it didn't start till 5 o'clock in the evening. Oh, so that was pretty good. Yeah. So
that's gay rights. Like, I mean, none of this fucking Ireland starting at like, what time did we start this year? 10?
11. 11. We had to be there at 11 o'clock. And I have to say the heat was just like the heat. If we had done that earlier in the day, people would have died of heat stroke for sure.
Okay.
But yeah, so we all got ready and there was a few cranky heads. I'm not going to lie. There was a few cranky heads when we get ready. And there's a lot of silent drag looks.
Oh, God.
Kill me now drag looks.
It's kind of like twins. You know the way twins can talk to each other without actually talking at all? That's that.
Telepathy. Yeah. And it's like literally just like, kill me now. I want to die. And me and Pixie were ready the first, and Chantelle, of course, and we went down to the lobby and Pixie's like, oh no, she's just like, I need a drink, and we couldn't get a drink though. The hotel, we're in this 5-star hotel, it was very plush, but one of these places you need to have a table, they need to seat you. We wanted to run up to the bar and do a shot,
yeah,
and there was just no kind of it was classy joint, so there's none of that.
I mean, now that's when I would have looked for the Listerine, because there is alcohol content in her. Do you know what I mean? Swallow her down.
Oh, I said, come on, bitch. I said, quick, let's just... So me and Pixie ran off through the hotel up to my room. I poured like a vicious pride drink and the two of us literally just stood there in silence and sculled the drink. And she nearly started crying after because it was so bitter. Like, it was just like so pungent. So two of us, and I said, suck it up, girl. Come on, suck it up. I was like, we can do this. So we just got it together and then we went back down to, and we were actually fine. Like when we got started, it was fine. But we walked down to the parade, and I have to say, like, Malta, the people who hired us and booked us were lovely, and everyone who we encountered was really nice. But in general, the overall consensus from Malta, I kind of got a bit of a homophobic vibe. Ooh. I didn't get a very welcoming of the pride vibe to Malta. Do you know what I mean? I was expecting a little bit more of a kind of celebration. It was almost like, so we went down to where the parade was kind of going to kick off. We were half an hour early. So we said, come on, girls, let's go for a drink. We found this little bar. Mm-hmm. Nobody would even look at us. Nobody would serve us. Nobody. It was like, I haven't felt like that in like a long time. Do you know what I mean? Where it was like we didn't exist. It was bizarre. And it was just because they were so uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And we weren't letting them. I was like, excuse me. I was like, can we order drinks, please? You know, yeah. I was like tapping the table. Uh-huh. So this woman eventually then came over, but she was like, "Real, I'm not afraid of you." You know, this kind of attitude. It was that mentality. So we got our drinks and then we went and we got onto the flow and it was boiling hot. I mean, boiling hot.
Yeah, you all looked like a bag of boiled the bag rice at one point.
It just started to get hotter and hotter. And it was like, you know, like Pixie was in like a bra and like a tulle skirt, which was like hardly any clothes. And she was melting. Uh-huh. I was in fucking like a glass dress that I was like, I don't know what I was fucking thinking wearing that. but it was like, I was actually surprisingly out of everybody, probably holding up the best.
Well, okay, let's be real. I don't know what your makeup secrets are, and I'm sure you'll share them for a chemist at some point. However, your makeup doesn't really budge. You're not one of the girls that like the makeup moves.
You know, if my makeup is budging, there's an issue.
Yeah.
There's an issue. Like if it's my makeup moving, everyone else looks like fucking melted candles. And I'm like a slow burning candle. Uh-huh, I'm like the black flame candle. So I was doing kind of all right, but still internally, I felt like I was being like literally ravaged.
How was Mizza? I need specific Mizza, because like she wears a breastplate and she's got, she won't mind me saying this. She's got an extreme sway top lip. Like that lip is like the crumbling swimming pool at certain times.
Okay. So she did, she had left her titties, on the bed. She left her titties on the bed because she we were all warning her, we're like, you're gonna die, and thank God she didn't wear them. She would have like literally keeled over like in the Serengeti, like she would have just dropped dead, like it would have been horrific. So she just kept saying, oh, well, she was no Sophia Hart. Sophia's actually, it's gonna say on her gravestone, it's gonna say, oh, girls, it's very warm, isn't it? All she says is, oh, geez, it's fucking roasting, isn't it? That's so Sophia says that about 40 times a day. So it was that kind of party. But because we were on the float, we were trying to stay positive. So we weren't really saying that. We were just kind of going, listen, everyone's fucked, so let's just kind of all get on with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So we were on this float, and the float was, to describe it, the float was being pulled by a tractor. Mm-hmm. That was being disguised as was the tractor disguised as a float? So it was like this really old, proper, like, you know, like old style, like, you know, tractor, and there was a man driving who didn't speak any English. He was like probably in his like late 30s, but looked like probably about 50.
Yeah.
And he was drinking. He was drinking beer while driving the float.
Wait. Now pause for a second. One thing's first. They really said the Irish girls are coming. We're going to stick them on a tractor in this fucking parade.
Yeah.
Secondly, he was drinking. Was there booze on the float? What was the booze scenario?
Yeah, there was booze on the float. But of course, as usual, there was beers and there was water. So that wasn't going to cut it. So we went and we bought sneaky bottles of wine because we were like, that's just not going to cut it. So there was like, you can't really buy alcohol pops and stuff. There was no off license per se, so we were like, ran into a restaurant, we were like, three bottles of wine.
Yeah,
so that kind of got us through, but the ice was just melting so quick, so by the end, by like not even halfway through, the wine was warm wine, so it was disgusting. So
Oh God.
By that stage I was just like, get me off.
Yeah.
So we had the tractor was one of, but we had this big kind of like flow kind of like a big backtrack thing, a big trailer kind of thing, which was actually perfect. But as the parade starts on like a hill, all the hills and streets are really narrow in Valletta, and it's like really narrow, really downhill.
So like were, it's great going down,
but walking back up is a nightmare.
You were scoping for our really next bus slow. Tour, yeah.
Yeah, very much so. Going slow, going low. And I just said to Chantel, I said, like, wouldn't it be fucking gas? I said, if he lost control of this tractor and fucking plowed through all those people, right? And we kind of just chuckled because it was that kind of like, you got the feeling that like somebody was like, you know, brake off. It was like moving so slow and it was kind of jerky. And I just, it kind of felt like it was a disaster waiting to happen. I swear to God, no word of a lie. Like 2 minutes later, next thing, all you hear is, oh, he's lost control of the flow. And I said, oh my God. It's like, because I was like, I fucking have a premonition. He plowed through, there was like, you know, like the walking dyke grand gang or something were like right in front of him. You know, they were walking, they had their like, you know, they were like a walking marching thing, and they had their float, you know, the banner thing. He crashed through the banner thing. This woman goes, God. Oh, hey. I was like, oh my God, he's, and I just, he was grabbing the truck trying to, and I honestly thought the police came out, the police were trying to push the, trying to, like it was chaos, and I just thought he's going to, I could see a disaster happening, and I was half howling and half going, oh my God, this is terrifying. So,
Yeah.
Then it stopped, and then he was screaming and carrying on, and I just thought they're going to cancel this float, they're going to tell us to get off.
Yeah.
But no, they were like, okay. And he said that was because the police told him to go, but it wasn't. He just fucking, they were moving too slow for him, and he ran through them. That's exactly what happened. Because I saw.
Well, that's because he was a beer.
Chantel was like, no, he didn't. I was like, no, he fucking did. I saw him. I wanted him to ram through them as well because we're going very slow. So, so then I kept saying, oh my God. And the DJ was like, what? She's like, I'm not comfortable going on. It's not safe. And I said, somebody died. She's like, what? I was like, yes, yeah, somebody died. And she's like, who? And I said, Queen Elizabeth, she died. And they're like, oh, fuck off. So there was all that kind of chaos of like the madness. And this was all happening before we even got to do the show. Like, so
It looked like a long day.
Oh my God, can I just say also as well, so the Pride Parade, right, itself, so I'm just going to say, just give you a context, I'd say it was probably like going from, from College Green to, you know, maybe like up Grafton Street and stopping kind of just before the Shelbourne Hotel. Okay.
So nowhere at all, really.
Nowhere. And it took 2.5 hours.
How?
2.5 hours. Because we drove so slow.
Oh my God.
And in that heat, like there was water dripping off our chin at one point.
Were you waving? Because like I start like Dublin Pride Parade kind of, you know, full of spirit and like, you know, waving at everyone. And then by the time we get to Liberty Theatre, something has died within me. No. And I'm like, I can't look at someone.
You would have hung yourself on this float. You would have got an old pair of tights and you would have hung yourself because you would have been that depressed. It was, we went through it ebbed and flowed. It was very long. It was just very long.
Hell.
It was actually really fun, but it was really long. And then it's going to just say I was on the float and this woman came over with like out of McDonald's and they gave us like McDonald's. The staff came out and they were like offering us up chicken burgers and stuff like that, which was because we needed to be fed. We're on that long.
Yeah.
And this man opens a box of nuggets, like 20 nuggets. So I could reach the nuggets. So I dug down, right? Took a nugget. And then I thought, fuck this, I'm going to take another one. Took another nugget. Girl, I swear to God, these nuggets must have been cooked in a volcano. They were literally like taking two bites of like hot lava. They literally scorched. Have you ever had a hot nugget in your life? Never.
I don't think I've ever had one, no.
No, they were literally like, I mean, they burned the mouth off me. I was like, oh, oh, right? And Stephen Dowler was inside me. He goes, what? And then I said, no, again. And he's like, oh my God, Davina, I can feel the heat from your mouth. They were so hot. They literally, I was like a fire-breathing dragon. It was literally like, whoo, like 2 seconds later, and I would have been able to like literally set Fillette on fire with like how hot those nuggets were.
I am fucking howling, like, because I know you'd be eyeing up the nuggets thinking, okay, they're really easy to slip in the mouth without ruining the lipstick, and you know, I'll just have one or two. And like, as soon as I heard McDonald's were bringing out the treats, I was like, well, this sounds like the best pride ever, to be honest. However, they were trying to get you. Homophobic McDonald's, that's who they were.
So fun. And then we did our show that night, which went really well. We met like lots of local kind of drag. Which was fun, like, and the hotel was amazing. They put us up in this gorgeous hotel, the Phoenicia. So if you ever go to Malta, do check it out. It's actually gorgeous.
Okay,
like, it's fab. So yeah, nice. That was it. And then we chilled on Sunday, and then came back. But it was very quick. I would have liked another couple of days. Yeah, it was good crack, and we all had a ball, I think.
Love it. Okay, well, my burning question to wrap this one up is: what was your favorite Maltese dish that you ate while you were there?
Oh, we went to this place called Eddie and Regina's.
Oh.
For a slide. Yeah. And Chantel had the rabbit.
Are you serious?
Yeah, she had rabbit. They're all about rabbit in Maltese, in Malta. So she had the rabbit, but I'd had that before. But no, I actually kept it very classy. Now, I had some red snapper that was quite delicious. And
Well, I was fully trolling you, girl. I was expecting you to say, "Yeah, we had a cheese pizza."
I know. I was gonna give you that, and I said no. We were actually very classy ladies on this trip. We did nothing but 5-star drinks by the pool. We had red snapper for dinner. Chantel had a bit of rabbit, and I had those two burning hot nuggets on the fucking floor.
And
the
that
burning
was
hot
it.
Nuggets of death. I'll never forget them as long as I live.
That
they were
was
like
it.
Booby nuggets. They were like, you know, like nuggets that explode in your mouth.
Yeah.
Like hilarious.
Yeah. Well, honestly, I had a little bit of FOMO watching this. It was fun. But at the same time, I was in America. I'm literally just back. I can't stay awake. I've been sleeping nonstop. I'm just wrecked. But I went to New York, Detroit, and Chicago. And you know what? The first thing that I really kind of noticed was I felt really safe being a gay. Now, not safe in America, because it, like, I have to say, going to America this time, it was on my mind about like how mad the place is, like a little bit more than ever. But like being a gay, like walking down the street, nobody gives a fuck. They're so all wrapped up in whatever they're doing.
What do you
doing.
Mean walking down the street? What were you doing?
Like either with
like having anal sex walking down the street. Like what were you doing?
Well, like even just holding hands with like my boyfriend and walking down the street, nobody was looking. Like not one person. Whereas like in Ireland, I always feel like if I ever do it, I'm more thinking about people's reactions half the time. And, you know, I get people's reactions. I see them, like I clock them. Nobody in America gives a fuck at all. Like they don't care. There's people walking around in whatever the fuck they want to wear. Like, okay, obviously I was in major cities. So firstly, that's a big thing. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? But even in Detroit, by the way, is a very strange city. Like half it is like abandoned because
they got the number one crime rate in America.
I think that's kind of changed because basically Ford cars used to be built there and then everyone started buying cheaper cars from like Japan and other places and all those factories closed. So houses, hospitals, buildings are all lying just empty, like abandoned. I mean, a hospital that is bigger than like 20 Georges we drove past and it was completely empty and it was a beautiful building. However, Detroit, full of fucking gays. We were actually having a cocktail and I didn't know who this person is, hands up, but my friend Russell clocked that this original model called Bethann Hardison was at the bar. Now she was maybe in her 70s, best friends with Naomi, a man, like all from that like era, and he was nearly fucking dying. She was there for the like launch of the Gucci thing. He was straight over giving her a hug, and I was thinking, God, she's in her 70s. She's probably still thinking about COVID. Do you know what I mean? But like all in all, like New York was so amazing. I got to see Harry Styles. Are you a styler?
Am I a Harry Styler?
Yeah.
No, I'm nearly 40 years old. Why would I be a Harry Styler? No, and a Scarlet for you, if you are as well.
Not you blowing your age cover as well.
I'm not hiding any of my age. Look at my face. I am fucking stunning for fucking 40 years of age. I'm going to keep saying this until the wrinkles are fucking blowing out my face. I'm like Aaron McGregor, easily 52. Fuck that. No fucking way. I'll say what I want. This face is not ashamed of its age at all.
Yeah, yeah. Good for you, bitch. Good for you. Well, anyway, I went to see...
You can hide the shadows all you want, bitch.
I went to see Harry Styles in Madison Square Gardens, which was fucking amazing. But how anyone affords to live in New York, I have no idea.
Yeah, it's very expensive, isn't it?
Just to stand at a stoplight, it feels like they're charging you $100. My favorite, though, is, girl, the drag in New York is just so fun. Like, so, so fun. There's so much, like, literally, you know the way we joke about drag being, like, at this point, they'd start a show on your back, especially a brunch. They'd literally be like, oh, you're stopping still. Can we do a brunch show on your back? Well, like, New York literally has so much different type of drag. I went, I text Bootsy LaFerris, which anyone that, like, watched our online shows will know Bootsy. And her immediate reply was, hey, slut. And I was like, Bootsy is one of the girls. Like, she was straight, went in to see, I caught the end of her show. She was up at the bar. She was getting the shots in. She was like, no, no, put your money away. And I was like, okay, Bootsy's got it like sorted here. Went to see Shaquita. I'm actually so excited to go back to New York for two reasons. One, to go and see drag shows with you. And two, we have to do a drag show in New York. I said it to Bootsy. She's going to sort it up. We are doing drag in New York. So any of our New York listeners, for instance, if you're like, look at me sounding like we've got thousands of New York listeners.
We have.
But anyone that's in New York who's Irish and relocated or like happened to stumble across us along the way, I will post info about that because it has to happen. Well,
we're going
yearning.
To the biggest drag. We're going to the biggest drag show of all, BravoCon. So like, all the housewife drag queens are going to be there.
Like I am yearning to grab Luann in a headlock and literally just be like, come on, we're getting a photo, like you and Jess Glynn. That is going to be, once I see Luann, I'm going to get her in a headlock until she takes a selfie with us. But also, because I know you like a bit of musicals, I went to see Moulin Rouge. Girl, no stars. And I kind of nearly prefer when there's no stars because I feel like it's all action, no filler. Amazing.
Most of the shows that come here have no stars. And it's just more about if the show is good, it's good. And what's the show good? Because I heard very mixed reviews about that.
Loved it. It was epic. Firstly, I think they call it like a jukebox show. And yes. So it's all songs that you know. And sometimes that can be a bit cringe, but this was killer. Like absolutely killer. Didn't like the male lead. I think you probably would have fancied him. He was very tall, but he just reminded me of like a Disney prince. He was a little bit hi, how's it going? Like real, like over animated. Right. Anyway.
And tell me this.
A long story. Go on.
Tell me this. Would you go see it again?
100%. Like 100%. It was that good. But only because I paid $50 on today ticks. I got the old bargain.
Oh, very good. That's a great little sight. And so, yeah, so all in all, you had a fab trip. We're going back next
amazing
month.
Amazing trip. Mm-hmm. We are. Fab. We're going to go to see BravoCon.
Go on.
Oh no, that's it. I wrapped up the trip with seeing our ex-bestie, April Showers. She drove all the way from St. Louis to see me in Chicago. She drove all night. And I was fucking in a ditch at that point. I'd been drinking for 2.5 weeks straight. So I was like, hi, half dead. But it was really fun. And I can't wait to go back to New York with you and just like absolutely tear up the town.
And have an actual real good time.
Oh! You bitch.
And tell me this. The one thing we have to talk about, I'm sorry, is last Thursday.
Go on.
Queenie IO popped her clogs.
I know. I mean, there's quite a lot to talk about. Like, I mean, firstly, I mean, like, some of the UK press are like already trying to spin it that Harry and Meghan gave her such a hard life that, like, you know, it ended her life early. Girl, she was what, like 96? She was 1 foot out the door already. Mm. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. How did you feel when you heard the news? Like,
I didn't.
You didn't hear the news?
No, I did, but I didn't have like any particular feeling. I was like, the woman was really old. Like, for someone who's put that much time into service, I was glad she got, what was it, the Silver Jubilee moment, that she like had that, even though I know she wasn't well enough to attend.
She got Platinum Jubilee.
Oh, right. Okay. What is that? Is that like the more expensive version on AliExpress? Or
that's 70 years.
Oh, 70. That's
70 years. Yeah.
Okay. Like,
I have to say, when I heard she's gone, like, I was really shook. I was actually like, yeah, I was more than I thought. And do you know why I think it was? It's because, and I actually hate when people are like, oh, you know, we're Irish and blah, blah. Yeah, I get all that. I know all that. But it's like, the one thing that always sticks with me personally is because she was the same age as my granny and they had like the same birthday. And my granny always kind of hated her. My granny was always like, always kind of like, they were like almost these weird, like, you know, she was like rivals, like growing up. Even though they had the same kind of style and all through the years, my granny would be like, oh my God, she farts and they have a doctor coming out to her. And my granny, like, I don't know. I feel like, because it was always like every time she'd have a birthday or whatever, it was like my granny would have been that age. And I always felt like her and Philip were like, my granny and granddad were always together like that. And then, I don't know, it made me feel like, and it was something about my granny and granddad that were like always so constant in my life and so kind of steady, and they were always there. And like, that just, for me, it was nothing to do with English. It was nothing to do with the country. Yeah. It was nothing to do with the UK. It was nothing to do with the English thing. It was just to do with the fact that something was so constant. And she was, I didn't know my life before. Mm-hmm. Like, you didn't know your life without the Queen in it. Do you know that kind of way?
Yeah,
and we've,
funny.
Whether we like it or not, we've kind of lived through it all. But,
I mean, yeah, there was some just, choice it made me, articles. Just, like, did you see that?
I didn't really read any of the articles.
Okay, because like there was one where it's like how Queen Elizabeth won over the Irish by wearing green on her like state visit here.
I know.
I was like, girl, like,
all that stuff is just like, all that stuff is just trying to fucking fill media shit. It's just like, who gets a shit? All that stuff is crap. I just felt like it kind of opened a bit of a wound for me. I was just like, I really missed my granny. I really missed. That's what it brought up for me. It made me really sad thinking about my granny. That's all it was really about, to be honest. And even though, like, she's like the granny of the nation, you know, that kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
And whether, like, she's super privileged and, you know, the Commonwealth and all that kind of stuff. But just on a human level, I was just like, it just hit me. That's all.
Yeah. I can't say it made me feel any particular way at all. Like, I feel for people who are like really sad about it. And like, let's face it, a family have lost their grandmother and their mother. So obviously they're going to be very upset. But I'm more fascinated in how things are going post the Queen. Like, I'm glued. Yeah. You know, Kate and Meghan, Harry and William out looking at flowers. Firstly, like, not to talk about like weight and stuff, but also Kate looks very frail. She's tiny. And
Meghan is thinner.
Is she?
Meghan has like teeny tiny skinny legs, literally like twiglet legs. Yeah. Like, Kate actually does yoga and Pilates and all that kind of stuff. So Kate is actually very toned and slim. And Meghan is very, very, very thin. And she's shorter as well, so she's smaller frame.
And which one of them is it that does the pegging?
Oh, I'd say it's definitely Meghan.
No, it's not. Have you not heard the story that like is on Twitter?
I don't believe any of that. I don't believe any of that.
I mean, it's alleged that William is into getting pegged.
That's fucking bullshit. Like, come on.
You know what? I've never wanted to believe a story more. And I'm like, yeah, make him king now if that's what he's into. Love that.
Yeah, Joe, I find it so fascinating that it's just like, you know, the Queen is dead, long live the King. It's like he just becomes king instantly.
I know.
It's like you don't really get to grieve for your mother. It's so bizarre. And then doing all these weird, you know, this tour of Northern Ireland, tour of this, tour of Scotland, you're like, like, when do you kind of sit and have a cry?
Yeah, you know for sure.
Or do you cry?
I don't know. Like, there's already a lot of videos of him looking like an angry man. Do you know what I mean? Have you seen?
He's 73 years old. Imagine being 73 and being like wheeled out around the country when you're actually like having to walk. Even today, they're walking from Buckingham Palace to like Westminster. Like, that's a good stretch. Do you know what I mean? For a 73 year old, you'd be like, your knees would be killing you. Like,
maybe he's just trying to get his steps up. I don't know. I'm fascinated. I feel that like there's definitely going to be an element of people not wanting him to succeed. People don't really like him. And then the opposite, I saw a headline where someone called him the King of Hearts. And I'm like, that's a bit tone deaf considering, you know, what people call Diana.
If I was king, the first thing I'd call in would be, right, I'm not walking anywhere. So I'd be like, where is my scooter? Or I would be like, I wouldn't be walking anywhere. I'd just be like, no. So you can rearrange all your plans. I'm not walking anywhere.
Yeah, well, so, let's face it. You're not going to be king. There's more chance of you being queen consort because shout out to all the side chicks. Davina, you've got your new mascot. You know what I mean?
Oh, don't even start. Don't even start. This week is not the week for that conversation.
I don't know. Come here. Also, nobody's talking about Princess Anne. Not one person I've seen mention Princess Anne. I'm like, why does nobody care?
She's my favorite royal. Do you know that? She's my favorite royal. Because she's kind of like real dry, and she'd also fucking lynch you. I'd say she'd kill you. She'd eat the head off you. And I'd say she's a bit of crack as well. No mess, no stress.
Oh, definitely. I'd say she is the party girl. I'd say she has swung out of those chandeliers at some point in the palace.
I wouldn't say she's a party girl. I'd say she's all business, but like, I'd be there for it. I'd say she'd get things done now. No messing with Anne. And the man, if she can't do it, no one can.
Oh my God. Well, maybe we'll talk about a little bit more about this because there's still so much about the Queen on our Patreon episode. Yes. I also have a load of juicy topics for our Patreon this week. Everything from the Emmys to Angelica Ross is now in Chicago on Broadway. We have to talk about Shangela on Dancing with the Stars and so much more, including a woman who gave birth to twins with two different dads. So if you want a whole lot more gossip, head over to our Patreon, patreon.com/PateLittleThingsPod. Let's do a quick shout out to a Patreon member.
Patreon. Who's our Patreon this week? Our Patreon
Kira.
Of the week. Pets win prizes. Oh, Kira. Pets win prizes. Kira.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Kira Walsh. Is our Patreon. Kira Walsh. Kira is a King Charles Spaniel. Kira coming in from?
Kira went for the Queen Consort level, which is a lovely commitment. No, just say it, kidding. Thanks, Kira, for supporting us. We appreciate everyone. Even if you are just enjoying the podcast and want to support it, you can go and check it on, or you can grab a ton of extra content over there.
Fabulous. Join us after this short little break where we will be doing our toxic traits.
Okay, so we're back. Davina came up with this little idea and it is toxic traits. Now, I'm not saying that me and Davina are toxic, but this is a topic that we are very good at talking about. We did a little reach out to all of y'all to see what you hate in terms of toxic traits about other people and also what toxic traits you think you potentially have. Davina, I'm going to start with you. What do you think your toxic trait is?
My toxic trait that I really feel like that I wish I didn't is like, I want everything yesterday.
So, oh my God, that's like, mine. That is mine. So
I want everything. It's, yeah, but I want everything. It's like, if I ask a question, I feel like I should have the answer like right now. And it's like that. I hate that because you just need to chill a bit, but it's like, it drives me nuts about myself. Do you know that kind of way?
Yeah.
Me nuts.
I mean, you can be patient, but in that respect, no, you need all the info. You need it straight away. I know that about you.
And if I had to do one, if I had to say another one, one thing I also hate as well is that if I have something in my head of how I want something to look, I need it to look like that. And you know, some people be like, oh, it's grand. I'm like, no, it's not grand. It's not grand. It needs to look like this. And it could be something really subtle, but it's like that nobody else would even notice. But I'm like, and it would turn my world upside down. I'd be like, no, I need it to look like that for me.
I think that's more your inner saboteur, to be honest, because I think that can take the best out of you sometimes. If you're not happy with a particular detail on something, you're like, well, no, it's shit. It's shit. That's it. It's shit. Yeah. Like, honestly, you love a theme, but also I think a theme is quite stressful for you as well because you need it to be so on the money.
Well, I just need it to be the theme. I hate when someone's like, oh, this is the theme. We're going to do Halloween witches. And then no one's wearing witches hats. I'm like, no, everyone has to wear a witch's hat. Do you know what I mean? It's like, I just hate if like people say, do you know what drives me fucking nuts? Fucking nuts.
Go on.
We're all going to wear a colour. Let's all wear a block colour. We're all going to wear a block colour. Cut to some bitch wearing fucking block colour and black. Block colour and green. Block colour and fucking red. It's a block colour. One fucking colour. One colour, like solo, one colour. Shoes, same colour. The outfit, one colour. One fucking colour. Accessories, one colour. Just one colour. Okay? That drives me fucking nuts. I had some for ages. Like, why do you... Because you know what that is? That's about someone trying to hijack it to suit themselves.
Yeah.
And don't try and hijack something that where it actually looks so good. Do you know what I mean?
I think as well, it can sometimes be like people want to pull attention sometimes as well. So they want that extra pizzazz.
And I'm not talking about the situations where you're like, literally we're downstairs and we're like, listen, I have this red and black dress or I have this orange and fucking like that's, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about something that's really pre-planned. That you're like, everyone knows we have to wear this one color. And there's always some fucker that just is trying to suit themselves. It's like,
yeah.
And if I can turn around and actually play the game and do the theme, why can't you? I hate that. That drives me nuts. That is my toxic trait.
Was going to say impatience, but thinking about it a little bit more, potentially my toxic trait is that I don't think that people can do something as well as I could do it. So if I have to get something done, I am bad at like letting other people do things. Do you know what I mean?
That's probably the truth though.
I mean, maybe, but also how are people ever going to get good at doing something if I don't?
Because they're never going to be good at it. No, because that's the reality. Like I feel like that about certain things as well. It's like, I don't want to hand over control to somebody to do stuff. Like, I'm not talking about you, but there's other people that's like, I know that other people just can never do that. They just can never do it. They're not able to do it.
Yeah.
So I'm okay with that. I don't like it. It's not a good trait, but I don't think it's a bad one as such.
Yeah. I don't know. I sometimes think that life would be a lot easier if I let other people do things, but I just won't stop thinking about it. And I'll be like, no, they're not doing it right. That's not how this is supposed to be done. And they know how it's supposed to be done. Like, and then I get angry, which actually is weirdly, maybe one of the things, you know, during the lockdowns and stuff like that, I knew if we were going to do something and we talked about it, I knew that you were going to do it. Do you know what I mean? You were going to do it right and you were going to commit to it. And in all of the madness of the lockdown, that was the one thing that was kind of, I knew that this was going to happen and we were going to
that's also because you're working with someone that has the same vision as you. If you're working with people that actually just don't give a fuck and sitting on their fat hairy holes all day, then they're never going to get your vision or what is expected. It's like anyone, like if people aren't invested, if there's nothing in it for them, why would they care?
Do you mean?
Whereas it's like if there's someone sharing your vision of your, you know, that's different.
Okay. One more little thing is that I sometimes plan so much that I can't enjoy the moment. And that's something I'm really trying to get away from. That, like, I feel that that's a toxic trait in myself. Do you know that kind of way? Like, when you put so much into something, even if it's just like, you know, going out for the night and you've pre-planned everything, sometimes I like can literally let that suck the life out of me a bit because I'm thinking about everyone else. So yeah, I'm sure people can relate to that in some way.
Yeah, just to say, sorry, if anyone can hear any banging in the background, carry on banging and I'll send the footage to the council. The builders next door are like literally good. Okay, because the builders next door are literally demolishing the house next door. So if you hear some banging, it's them, okay? So
yeah, no, can't hear a thing. It's obviously the soundproofing. Anyway, we did a little reach out to our lovely listeners and we asked two things. One was, what are the toxic traits that really annoy you? And two, what are toxic traits that you think you have?
Okay, so give us yours first. We'll go through a few of them and we'll see. Let's see what people said. I love these little shout outs because I actually just love seeing how rotten people get certain things that we get as well. So
yeah, completely. Because everyone can relate. And also I feel like there's a bit of sharing that you're like, okay, I'm not the mad one. We're all absolutely mad. Okay, first one. I don't know if I should name this person because they said, I date men who are in relationships, mostly polyamorous, and then get upset when they don't date me or prioritize me. This is so interesting because I think with dating, we can repeat patterns. The same things over and over again. And then we question why it's, you know, ending up the same way each time. Mm-hmm. So I think that's good that you can acknowledge that. How do you feel about...
Can I just say,
so
what is polyamorous? Just to clarify.
I honestly don't really know, but I think...
Okay, I'm just going to Google it because there's so many... I just want to know... just to be sure, polyamorous. Okay, so polyamorous. To be polyamorous means to have open, intimate or romantic relationship with more than one person. Okay, so basically open relationship people. People who are polyamorous can have any sexual orientation, and polyamorous relationships can include people of different sex. Okay, that's so basically it's to have open, intimate, romantic relationships with more than one person at a time. So basically being a slut.
Okay.
I'm only joking. No, it just means you can be open. So you could have like several partners. You might be in a relationship. You're just open. You're just an open person.
Nice.
But that to me personally would be a red flag. Yeah. Like that's just for me. That's no judgment to anyone else. I'm like, you do you, hon. I knew somebody was dating me and dating loads of other people, I wouldn't be hanging around. And then I definitely wouldn't be getting upset about it. I'd be like, I would be gone. Like a hot snot, I'd be out of there.
Yeah. Well, I think as well, like us two are people that don't like even sharing our food. So we just certainly don't want to share our man.
No tapas. No tapas for us. Not a bit of tapas.
I'm not even the girl that, you know, when everyone orders a different cocktail, I'm not the girl that wants to have a sip of everyone else's cocktail. Yeah. I just want my own cocktail because I ordered that for me because I know I like it.
I'm not adverse to like being with different people. I'm not saying about that. I'm just talking about getting involved in situations with people where it's like, you know, you see John on a Monday, you see Billy on a Tuesday, da da da. I'm like, no, I couldn't be involved in that. It's like, I'd be one hit wondering. Do you know what I mean?
I think so too. I think what we should do with these toxic traits is maybe give a little small piece of advice. Let's use it as like our Dr. Phil moment. Okay, so for this unnamed person, what advice do you have for them?
I would say, like, you can't get annoyed about something that you're not happy with. Do you know what I mean? You can't, like, if you're not happy with that or you're not into it, then... And also, I think sometimes people get involved in situations like that because it protects them, because you don't actually have to fully commit. Do you know what I mean?
Ooh,
because
that's deep, girl.
Because you know, ultimately, they're not going to commit to you because they're already all over the place with XYZ, Jack, Billy and John. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to fully commit. So it's a safe place. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where actually, if somebody was standing still in front of you, that could be quite terrifying. So that's all I'd say.
Yeah. I get that. And also my advice would be try something that might surprise you. Like step outside of what you think and just try something different. Okay. Next one. Let's go with Aisling Flynn. Okay. Oh, her toxic trait is not answering mobile numbers I don't recognize before searching them on the web for 10 minutes. That's relatable. That's relatable.
It is relatable, but also if you've ever done that, you'll see you'll get all these weird, like just these codes, like internet code search results, which is actually just stupid. But I think everybody has this fear of like being caught by someone. Like, I don't know what that fear is, but I think it definitely stems back from like old days of being caught out with like, you didn't pay your credit union bill, or you didn't do this. Do you know what I mean? It's like, what are you afraid of? You're going to get caught doing?
Completely. I don't answer numbers I don't know. Like, I will just not do it. I don't know because I don't know what's on the other end of that, and maybe it's something that I don't even want to know. Do you know that kind of way? So stay away.
It's true. And you know what's so funny? It's like when people what I do love is that sometimes a number will flash up and it'll say, could be, and it'll give you like, you know, if the number has texted you or WhatsApped you in a different app, it'll say could be such and such. Could be Alan Murphy or whatever, and I'm like, oh yeah, that's who that is. But if it doesn't come up, I let it ride out. No, I'm there with you, Aisling, on that one. I'm there.
Yeah, I'm always so thankful when it says, because I'm terrible at saving numbers. When it says a suggestion, I'm like, oh, thank God. Okay, I know who that is. Okay, let's do another one. They've asked to be anonymous. It is a queen. Okay. It's a queen that we both know. They said, checking up. Right, me too. Their toxic trait is checking up every now and again what your exes, and then in brackets, partners and friends also, are up to in life. Basically nosing on your exes, nosing on your exes' friends, and nosing on your exes' current partners.
Oh, okay. Do you know what I have to say? I think that is actually quite toxic and quite, I think it's more fun when you stumble across something.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever get that? You know, when you're like, I wouldn't actually go out of my way to do that, but I feel like if something stumbles you into like a little hole of it, I quite enjoy that then, I have to say.
Yeah,
you know, like if you haven't seen something in, it has to be a long time, and you have a good snoop, then you can get like a good, like, and especially if it's kind of going in your favor, if you know what I mean.
Do you know what I mean? Yes.
Do you know what I mean? If someone who was kind of hot in their day, and they've had their last summer, and you're like, I'm there for it.
You know me, like, I have literally, like, I take on people's secondhand, I'm a bit of an empath when it comes to people when they've had a bad dating experience. And when it comes to, I saw literally, like, during the summer, a friend's ex, and I texted my friend straight away, and I was like, oh my God, he looks awful. He looks terrible. And I was like, we were just having a good chuckle. I think that there's some fun to be had in all of that. If you feel that it's not good for you, then maybe it's time to just fucking block
I think
them.
If it's a thing where you're kind of constantly looking and constantly going back over, because it's actually like, you left these people in the past for a reason. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. They belong in the past for a reason. But if you find yourself that you're... Do you know, if you find... I'm really giving the Dear to Venus today, aren't I?
That's really good. No, that's great advice.
But I feel like if you're constantly being pulled back into it, it's just not good. It's not healthy. It is actually quite toxic. However, if you are looking at a photograph on Instagram and someone is tagged and you're like, oh my God, there's that person. Mm-hmm. And it's just like it reignites an old memory and you're like, let's just have a little goo. Mm-hmm. I'm okay with that. Have a little goo and have a little snoop. But I do love if that's the case when somebody is... What would you say? And that's the petty bitch in me when someone's you know, especially if they wronged you. Do you know what I mean? If you see that they're not looking too sharp and, you know.
Mm-hmm, fully. And like anyone that's listening is not going to judge you, because there's a reason they're listening to this, because they're petty too. I'm going to stick to the hits. I'm going to do the best six. I've done three. Next one is Hoosh Mahoosh said, pre-drinking, then sculling pints to overcome nerves, anxiety, and being a good 6 pints ahead. # blackout.
Oh,
so Britney obviously blackout. Maybe they have some social anxiety going on. And when it comes to like going out, they're like a bit like, oh, right. I need a bit of like Dutch courage. I think Irish people on a whole are probably all guilty of an element of that. Plus with the prices of everything right now, we are all doing a bit of pre-drinking.
Absolutely. And can I just make a suggestion? I'm going to make a very constructive idea here. If you're feeling like you're a little behind in the drinking situation, here's what you do. You get yourself a double / triple vodka, and then you mix it with either Smirnoff Ice or West Coast Cooler.
Yeah.
Okay? Mm-hmm. You have one of these, it'll blow the fucking head off you. You'll be up to speed in no time. Okay, so that's one thing. But however, I'm not recommending you drink. That's on you. This is just what I do. Okay.
Yeah.
However, what I will say on the flip side of that is we just went away to Malta, mm-hmm. and we went out and we were like, I hadn't really slept properly. I was expecting to be absolutely dead. I drank killer vodkas. We drank vodka all night. We had vodka Red Bulls, everything. And I was like, I was drunk at the end of the night, but I was not like, I was mouldy. And I was like, oh my God, I haven't felt this drunk in ages.
Yeah.
And it was because I didn't do any shots.
Yeah.
I didn't do any shots. And I was like, actually, I think that's where it's at. Because I love shots and stuff at my show.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I enjoy that like long-term drunk more so.
I know. Okay. Like, honestly, this is coming to light. Our toxic trait. Our toxic trait is also shots. Like, I could be having a ball, but then all of a sudden I'm like, I really enjoy a shot. Like, I love a shot. And we have gotten into this like habit, like where we get the round of shots in and then someone else gets a round of shots in. Well, cut to like 5 shots later. That's a lot of shots to fucking...
See, also I've realized over time as well is that like I drink really, really slow.
Yeah.
I'm a really slow drinker. I could sit over drink for ages and it's like I would still be drunk, but it's like that's because I'm actually like down in so many shots.
Mm-hmm.
And shots don't really agree with me physically. Like
like to be real, no bin is safe if Tavina is doing a shot because there's a potential that it might come straight back up.
Yeah, like I mean straight away. So it's like so people are like, are you okay? And everyone's looking to see, am I gonna get sick in their face? And most times, if I can keep it down, you're onto a winner. So I've been. My systems might be slightly changing in that respect.
Yeah. Okay. My one bit of advice would be try sculling a few Red Bulls because I swear to God, Red Bulls do give you wings if you neck them quick enough.
No, I don't believe that at all.
I do.
Just think Red Bull is absolutely pointless. I just think it's not doing it. Anyone that's getting energy from Red Bulls is actually a bona fide loser. I have to say that. Like, absolute. Like, if you think, oh, I'll just have a Red Bull, get a fucking grip. Like, actually, like, no, sorry. Red Bull is only like a mixer. And if you're just having a Red Bull for an energy hit, you're a fucking idiot. That's all okay. I'm going to say.
Fair. Okay. So try heroin. You can get it on the corner. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Okay. My second last one. This is from Maura Dara. She didn't ask to be anonymous, so I'm going to say it anyway. Someone telling me something and I'm just thinking of ways that it relates to me is her toxic trait.
Oh, I think that's very popular.
I do too.
I think that's very popular, but I actually cannot stand people who do that.
Okay. Like, yeah.
That's so annoying. Or if you're telling somebody a story and they try and relate, well, that happened to me this way. Or that one time that happened to me, that drives me nuts.
Yeah. I it depends on the person and how they do it. I do have a friend that does that a lot. And sometimes it's nice to go for dinner because then I can just sit and listen and I don't really have to talk. And sometimes I'm okay with that. But I see it in other people that get exhausted. They're so exhausted by it. And the people don't have a clue.
You know, I find people who do that usually have not much going on. And it's almost like they're trying to make themselves relevant in the conversation. And sometimes it's actually nothing got to do with what they're talking about at all.
Mm-hmm.
It's just they're trying to find a way to become relevant in what we're talking about. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
That drives me even more mad. Because when you actually start listening to them and you're like, no, that has actually nothing to do with that. You're like, that person has actually just wasted about 5 minutes trying to tell their story to try and convince you to that they sound the same. And it's actually bullshit.
Yeah, yeah. I do. I'm just after having a flashback of me calling someone out about this before. We were at a little after party and I just couldn't take it. I was like, no, I am not doing it. And I'm just going to tell you who this is through this.
Oh,
do you know?
Yeah.
Do you remember that? And I was no, I'm not having it. Like, let this person finish their story and then we'll listen to your story because it's exhausting after a while. Anyway, my last one is from Giddy Boots. Okay, Giddy Boots says, their toxic trait is thinking I'm ready to call taxi, but I still need to put socks, shoes, lashes, lipstick, and bling on. So basically, I'm guessing they're always late. Do you know what I mean? Always late. I'm kind of on that scale within about 15 minutes. 15 minutes is probably my max, but that's about it.
Oh my God. One of my toxic traits definitely is another 15 minutes. Are we just another 10 minutes? That's like another half an hour. We're safe for another half an hour. Are you there?
Yeah, I could hear you.
Yeah. I know. I was like another 10 minutes, another 5 minutes. I'll just wait another 15 minutes and then be like, I'll call a taxi now. And that's like, I need to be actually thrown out of the house.
Oh my God. Yeah. I am consistently late, but I get it as well. We all think that socks, shoes, lashes, lipstick, and bling take 2 minutes. They don't. They take 20 minutes. So you're not ready. I don't think we have any advice for that because we're both like those girls too.
Guilty of it. Okay, so I'm going to do some toxic traits that people have sent in that they have seen in other people that they just do not enjoy. There are probably some really funny ones here and probably some, there's some already that I see. I'm not going to name any of these people. I'm just going to call out the toxic traits because I think they're all very universal. Let me see. Okay, here's one. This is actually a good one. Mm-hmm. This is every twink thinking that they can be a drag queen and giving actual queens advice.
Oh, that's so good.
It's so good because it's so true. And it's like, I feel like Drag Race has got a lot to answer for in that one. So that actually just is what that's about for sure. That's a good one. Okay, another one is constantly interrupting. Now, this is a fucking serious, serious toxic trait of mine. I go to a lot of sessions and we'll be sitting and everyone will be talking and somebody that just keeps constantly interrupting, and especially when it's to disrupt the conversation or the train of the conversation or to say something that's so outlandish to draw attention and pull focus is drives me nuts. That's like, I give people like strikes, and when they get to the last strike, I flip.
Yeah, I agree. Like, I don't like when people can't finish a story. Like, let them finish a story because we might be missing the whole point of the story if you keep interrupting. And I am a nosy bitch. I need the end of the story.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, here's another good one. Committing to a night out even when you know that the person is going to cancel hours beforehand.
Drives me mad. If you know someone's going to cancel, there's people out there that are like serial cancelers. And my theory with that is just stop like socializing with them.
Yeah, absolutely. Pathological liars is another one. I hate people that pathologically lie and people that you actually can catch out telling lies. Not into that at all. Not good. Okay. No. Being patronized. Oh, also that's quite a toxic trait, being patronized, but no one likes kind of being patronized anyway. Mm-hmm. Oh, here's a good one. Here is a good one. This is it. We're going to love this one. Toxic positivity.
Oh, it's the worst.
Nobody is that happy all the fucking time. That is true, isn't it?
Fully
that
true.
Is so true.
And it makes me miserable. I'm like, get a grip. You are full of shit. Like acknowledge that the world is not all great.
Yes. Here's another one. A toxic trait is when somebody tells me that they are a nice person. Hey, you ain't a nice person if you have to tell someone that. That is so true. I'm a good person. I'm a nice person. Mm-hmm. You're like, okay, let me see. Narcissists, who are totally unaware that they're actually narcissistic, rot me. Now, in our business, we have come across many narcissists over the time. Some more often than others, but it's one of those things. It's like self-awareness is, I think self-awareness, so people are not self-aware. It's just like, I find people who lack self-awareness and people who are delusional are my two pet peeves. Like, I just can't fucking abide it.
I agree. Okay. So narcissism for me is like very different than just enjoying telling people a story or interrupting stories. It's an addiction almost. Do you know what I mean? When you're so addicted to you and like talking about you, and like you don't really have any awareness of how that's coming off to other people. And it makes me stop asking people questions because I'm like,
can I just say as well though, I think with a lot of people who do that, I think a lot of people that are very me, it's almost to mask an insecurity that they know that they, like, it's to cover up the fact that they're actually short for their shortcomings, you know, that kind of way.
Yeah.
And it's like, the more you kind of big yourself up and talk yourself, like, self-praise is no praise, really. It's not. So I always just think that that's, it's just masking the fact that, you know, your own shortcomings. I always feel like with that, and especially just the people we've met over the years.
I think that's one of the ultimate toxic traits, to be honest. Like, absolutely.
Well, it's really toxic because it actually spills over into your relationships with people, and it's how people treat you and how, you know, it's because nothing's really authentic because it's all about you all the time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Do you know?
Yeah, funny.
Let me see. I'll do two more.
Okay.
That's not really one. Let me see. Saying they're sorry when it's veiled. I'm sorry you got offended, but.
Okay.
I'm a little bit guilty of that, I have to say. I am a little bit guilty of that. So that's from Rachel. Rachel sent that in. Rachel, I'm sorry. I'm not going to have to take that because actually, if you got offended over something, that's on you, Rachel. It's not on
me. Yeah, Rachel, we're sorry that that's how you feel.
We're sorry that's how you feel, Rachel, but we don't feel like that.
God.
Let me see. Oh, yes. And here we go. Our last one I'm going to wrap up on. Selfishness, ego, non-empathic, and jealousy. That's quite a lot, but I think that kind of says it all. That's kind of narcissistic.
I mean, that sounds like a Tinder bio for a lot of people on the scene. So there you go.
It certainly does. Well, listen, that's all our toxic traits. We had loads to get through. I hope you enjoy them. I did enjoy them. And there's something really, I don't know, something satisfying about bonding through negativity. I just love.
And that's also called friendship, and that's why we've based 20 years of a friendship on it. So there you go. Listen, we'll be back after this little jingle with our Rotters of the Week. So it is time for everyone's favorite time of the week. It's time for
Rotter of the
Right, Davina, it's time to get into our rotters. I've just been away for 2 weeks, so my rotter list is actually quite extended. In fact, I've probably enough rotters to get me through until Christmas. Shall I kick off with my first one?
Yes, please.
Okay, my first rotter is I went to see some drag in New York, and one of the shows that I went to, this almost ruined my whole fucking experience of watching the show. So they were standing with their back to the drag queen and talking to everyone while the queen was performing. Now, the way these venues are in New York, they're all very small. So everyone's like really on top of each other up the top. So it was distracting me the whole time that the queen was like, killing it. I mean, absolutely killing it. And this person who was maybe three people away from them had their back to the queen the whole time. Why are you taking up space that is right up the front of the stage if you're not going to watch the show? Why are you trying to pull focus? Why are you distracting other people in the crowd by talking to them? This
you
queen,
know why? You know why? Because they're desperate attention-seeking sluts.
Jealous pig. Like, absolutely. Yeah. So I was so close to letting my inner fucking like rot out and telling this person to move out of the way. But I was like, no. Don't do it. Just like ignore it. And also, they didn't tip. And in America, you need to tip your queens. I was waiting. I was like, do they tip? But when the queen got really close to them, I noticed they were like lip syncing up to them and like, you know, like trying to act all fun. And again, trying to pull focus again. So that is my first rotter of the week. If you're at a show, pay attention to the show.
Absolutely. Well, I got to say, one of my first rotters is people who are busking on the street and people who try and get involved in the busking. Okay. So people who see a busker singing a song, having a great time, getting applause, and then people who want to sing a song with the busker, or people who want to have a go at the guitar, or people who want to be involved, or again, kind of people want to pull focus and be like, oh, can you play this? Do you know this song? Can you do this song?
Yeah.
Like, no, the busker is there trying to make a living in the street, trying to do his own thing. And you're there just walking along, playing really mediocre guitar, thinking you're great, thinking you're the next, you know, Mick Jagger or whatever you think you are. It's like, you're just not. Like, it's actually scarification for you, and I'm actually mortified. So people who are like trying to hijack buskers, I'm not into it.
Yeah, we've had basically the same experience over the last week. Clearly, people who just cannot let other people have a moment. Absolutely rotten. Okay, next.
But you know, when it comes to people that are actually like want to get the guitar and actually like be like, take the buskers, like as if like the busker can stand to the side and the person will show how they play the guitar. Do you know what I mean? I'm not talking about someone just kind of like ignoring the busker. I'm talking about people that actually want to skin the busker alive and wear the busker's clothes. That's what I'm talking about. It's like, back off, bitch. Like, no one wants to hear you play, you know, obla-dee, obla-da on a guitar. So,
obla-dee, obla-da. Oh my God. Life goes that on. Song. Okay, my next roar is really random, but it's when you're walking by a building and something drips on you and you're not sure what it is. So, I mean, it's very general rotter. The rotter is the liquid, but like, you know, when you're walking by, and especially I was in New York, and New York ain't the cleanest. And I was like walking along and I thought my hair was looking lovely. And then boom, a big load of liquid lands on your head and your face. And you're like, ugh, you feel fucking gross. I don't know what it is. You always think it's maybe bird shit, that the birds are out to get you, but I don't think the birds are trying to shit on you from the like skyscrapers in New York.
Well, so you never know.
Unknown liquids landing on you is my second rudder of the week.
I'm okay with that one. My second one is actually just really bad. I forgot, because I haven't traveled in so long, I forgot how much I hated some cabin crew. It's like, actually just, some of them are actually just like spawn of Satan. They're just so bad. And the ones that we had, so I'm not going to say who we flew with, but we flew with Lufthansa. And some of those gals should have been sent out to pasture many moons ago. Like, they just had not got any, and I don't know, maybe it's just that they were German or they just hadn't got people skills whatsoever. So there was several issues like along the whole trip. Mm-hmm. And they all basically revolved around them not giving a fuck about what was going on. Yeah. And like, also kind of not really taking charge of the situation, just kind of like, oh yeah, whatever. Like, me and Sophia Hart were actually fit to kill this one woman on our trip back. And just, that is just unnecessary. Like, you're there to do a job. Just like, and I know it's not an easy job dealing with everyone, but try and control the situation. Mm-hmm. Like, it just, there's so many of them that are just so bad. And they're, do you know what it is? Maybe they're so frustrated. Some of them are gumming for fights. Yeah. Like, one of them nearly had a fight with Chantel over a mask. And just like, ridiculous. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Why did you have to wear a mask?
Cabin crew. Yeah. Yeah. On the plane to and from. Yeah.
Oh my God. I thought those days were done. Like, that is like,
no.
Ugh, I don't need the return of masks. I mean, each their own, wear a mask if you want to wear a mask. But like, especially if you're hungover, girl, Jesus Christ.
To be honest, I actually forgot it was on for after a while. Like, it didn't actually really bother me, but just the whole thing just seemed like chaotic. Do you know the kind of, and I realized why I hate traveling. And it's because of all that chaos. It's actually just, no one's actually controlling it. Like, if I was a fucking cabin crew, I'd be like fucking Gestapo. I'd be like, bitch, I'd be fucking nailing down people. I'd be fucking sellotaping people to their seats. We'd be having a safe flight. We'd be having a quick, pain-free, quiet flight. And I'd be walking down with that trolley, not one person bothering me. So that's what would be going on. Instead, there was fucking chaos on that flight. People not getting served. Like, all kinds of fucking craziness going on.
You'd be like, so, listen, do you want a drink or not? What is this?
I'd be like, one more word out of you and I'm opening the door.
okay.
That's what I would say.
I think that's a perfect place to wrap it up, threatening someone to open the door of an airplane. We will be back in 2 weeks with another new episode. Coming up, we're going to do like a call-in show where we're going to have a little opportunity that you can talk about a topic. We have some ideas, but also when we were talking about open relationships today, Tavina was like, is that not the most perfect little topic to have a call-in about?
Well, let's see. We'll come back to it in a couple of weeks. But in the meantime, thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed our toxic traits today. That was quite fun also.
Absolutely. And until next time, stay petty.
Stay petty. Mwah.
catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.